we look like the team we had been in the first half of the season. Right from the start, we were at it. Our pressure, our pace, the game was very good. And, you know, we had good passing, slick passing, and I suppose Garros got a good goal, good passing move, and he stepped inside and finished. As I say, every week trying to hit the target, it was a good finish. And then, obviously, great cross from Kevin and Gavin at the back post where we want them. But overall, in the first half, you know, we had another three or four really good chances and we played really well. And we limited Bray, really. So it was really in the second half about more of the same and keeping the intensity up and the pace and moving it quick. And, you know, as I said, it reminded me of the first half of the season, the way we played. And hopefully it's an omen that we can drive on for the rest of the season.
And to be without Greg Link was a huge performance.
Yeah, well, what you want is the fellas that can come in is, you know, you want them to step up to the mark. And, you know, Bucks hurt his ribs a couple of weeks and came in tonight. Was fantastic. You know, Gavin's been for a couple of games. We need consistency. We need lads that come in to maintain the consistency. Because that's what you need. And that's what we're always harping on about. That week in, week out, they play it 8, 9 out of 10. Rather than, you know, up and down. Because you need everyone at that level to compete for a league running. And that's the only thing we need to get to. If we can play 8 and 9 out of 10 every week, and, you know, we'll be thereabouts. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, in 3 matches in 10 days, we've had 5, 4, 4. So, you know, we've got a few goals as well, so which is good.
And killed off the game well as well in the first 10 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, well, you know yourself, it's like everything else. You're 2 up, you come out in the second half. You need to keep the pace up. And, you know, once you get the third goal, the game is all over. Always the danger is that, you know, you sit back or you switch off and they get one back and change the match. But, you know, tonight we're really good. And I thought overall our play was very, very good. And, you know, and just, you know, as I said, with the running coming now, it's important that we just hopefully can drive on.
And a decent break before the Cup.
Yeah, it's you know, as I said, we'd prefer to be going to Dundalk on Friday night, but that's the way it is. But at the same time, it gives us a week and, you know, we're going to train hard over the next week. And obviously, with the Cup game coming up, was the quarter final. So away to Rovers, again, a huge opportunity, you know, with a semi-final ahead of us. So gives you an opportunity to get through. So, you know, we'll deal with that when it comes.
You're going to try and get a match in or something this weekend to get some of this game time?
Yeah, we've agreed to play Cove on Sunday, you know, because obviously looking at our keepers, John Kavanagh, Colin Healy, Markey, Danny, all the lads that come in, Turner, that come in off the bench, Shadozi, you know, we need them all to play at the weekend. So, you know, we plan to play Cove at the weekend. So, you know, we'll train Friday, do a small bit tomorrow, off Thursday, train hard on Friday. Obviously, go Sunday again. And
funny game, football. Like, obviously, we're struggling to score in the league. And then, obviously, like I said, 13 goals. That's 3 games, great return. Like, and to be fair, like, Bray aren't a bad side. And, you know, I think we made them look fairly average tonight. Like, you know, we were really on our game. Everyone was on their game. Everyone was working hard. And our intensity was good. So, and you could see that in the first half. And the goals are going in for us, thank God.
Please, your own goal.
Yeah, no, happy enough. Yeah, like, obviously, disappointed my return hasn't been good enough, really, like, but hopefully that might be the start of it now. You never know. But yeah, it was a great, it was a good move, it was good football. I think it was Kev whipped in a great ball, so no, it was a good goal. I was glad to get it.
And you're getting a bit of a run in, which is improving your touch. Everybody can see that, like.
Yeah, no, well, obviously the more games I get, you know, the sharper I'll get. And I'm always on that sort of player. Like, once I get the momentum going, then I can, you know, I constantly keep on improving. Like, so hopefully I can just keep performing well, stay in the team, and, you know, hopefully we can keep picking up results.
Were you surprised by them because they hadn't lost a game in 9 or something? Mm.
Well, like, obviously we were, you know, we were kind of, we did our homework on them.
Yeah.
Because we knew, like, it's, you know, they were unbeaten in 8, was it?
Nine games.
So that's some going in this league. Like, so we knew we had to be on our toes tonight. I think that's why we were bang at it right from the start. And, you know, I think the first half, you know, the intensity was something they couldn't really live with. So we were pleased about that.
4 different goal scorers again tonight.
Yeah, no, which is good. Yeah, no.
Good spread of goal scorers again the other night.
Definitely. Yeah, no, it's obviously it's important for us all to kind of chip in and help out the likes of Sean. He, like, can't just depend on him every week, even though he's been brilliant for us. Like, but
it's a 7 penalty.
Yeah, Jesus. I still have to score him now. So fair play to him.
You're all diving.
Yeah.
Is it frustrating now with this kind of decent run of form you're on the last 3 games to not be playing Dundalk on Friday?
I suppose it is a bit. Yeah. Yeah, we would like to, you know, carry on the momentum, like, and the confidence is obviously sky high now. So, but this is just one of those things. The two boys are obviously called up, and you know they're important players to us. So it's not a game we can play without them, really. So listen, it's just one of those things. We're gonna have to, you know, it's obviously we can get a rest as well, which can be important. So we'll be bang at it and ready to go then for the Shamrock Rovers game, the cup game. It's gonna be a hectic schedule from between now and the end of the season, so and we're gonna need everyone, we're gonna need the whole squad to be ready if called upon. So like I said, we'll regroup now, obviously no game next weekend. We can kind of get the rest in and then be ready to go then, Shamrock Rovers. Oh.